fellowship this evening with hymn number 999. When any turn from Zion's way, alas, what numbers do, methinks I hear my Saviour say, wilt thou forsake me too? Hymn 999.
Let us read the Word of God this evening, friends, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43. Isaiah, chapter 43. been upon my spirit friends since we returned home fairly late on Thursday from Ripley, thinking of God's people, our friends who are in affliction. Isaiah chapter 43. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show forth former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared, and have saved, and have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father has sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore have I profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, the great God Jehovah, the true and living God, the God in whom we live and move and have our being. O Lord, thou the God with whom we have to do, we venture once more, Lord, to plead and beg of thee to hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, do forgive. We have so much, Lord, to confess of our sins and shortcomings. We are here before thee a company of sinners. We are still burdened with sin, troubled with unbelief. But Lord, we do beg here as we're gathered around thy word, thou wilt come to us. We can only but plead thy mercy. Oh, as one put it sweetly, sacredly, mercy through blood, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. May we each so feel our need to make confession of our many sins, Lord. Lord, that precious word in dear John's first epistle is so much with us, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, do hear, oh, grant us we may confess and repent and come pleading the blood that did for sin atone. Oh, Lord, do grant us to feel the favour of the Holy Spirit testifying of Christ this night. Oh, Lord, do favour us. Lord, words we've read, very encouraging, loving words in thy word, but also some solemn rebukes. And we know prior to where we began to read in that 43rd chapter, the latter verses of the previous chapter are very solemn words. But Lord, oh wonder of wonders, there is that wonderful but. But now, thus saith the Lord, oh, may we so be favoured, Lord, here tonight, as according to the theme of thy word. Oh, may we know the favour of the wonders of redeeming love. Oh, here thou hast given it in that word in prophecy, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Lord, oh, we do thus pray each here together, one for another, that we may feel the sacredness of thy presence here in thy house tonight. Oh, that we may see thy glory, so as we have seen thee, we hope we can say this honestly, truthfully, so as we have seen thee in the sanctuary. Lord, do come. Thou hast come to us here. Thou hast come to thy people here. Thou hast blessed favoured souls here. Oh, may it be a blessed time tonight. May the Holy Spirit come. Oh, and thy wonderful favour of gospel blessing may be known. Lord, oh, do help a poor instrument, a poor helpless one, unworthy one, to preach the gospel to precious souls, and do bless thy word, Lord. Feed thy people. Bless them, feed them, lift them up forever, Lord. Oh, Lord, do good in thy good pleasure here tonight. Oh, in feeding precious souls in that way that thou dost communicate. Oh, give the favour thy people to know holy fellowship and blessed holy joy and peace in believing. Do come, Lord, for this. May there be meat upon the table, the gospel table, Lord, even the royal dainties. Lord, do come and so bless souls here tonight. And Lord, we are mindful of friends who may be listening in. Oh, that thou would grant them favour and blessing in their souls. Oh, do communicate with them, Lord, in that way by the Spirit, thy holy, blessed Spirit of truth. And Lord, thou knowest those who would be here if they could, Lord, but by events that have obtained in their lives prevented, we especially think of our dear, much esteemed brother in the faith, Lord, the dear deacon of this people. Our friend has prayed for his dear fellow deacon. Very tenderly he has prayed for him, Lord. Thou knowest the bond they have. And Lord, in thee, their Lord. Oh, we do pray, dear Lord, do go to our dear friend and brother in the hospital ward. Thy provision that is given a private ward, Lord, we thank thee for this, and especially for this thy day. And Lord, oh, do go to him, Lord, and bless him. Thou hast blessed him much in his experience of thy favour, Lord. He has walked the deep waters. He is in deep waters now. But Lord, thou knowest, he has that blessed favour of thy favour and blessing, faith in thee, Lord. Do strengthen his faith in him now and bless him, Lord. Oh, may he know the sacredness of thy presence, Lord, we beg. Thou knowest what it is. Oh, in his presence I am happy. In his presence I am secure. In his presence all affliction I can easily endure. Surely our brother knows it and has known it. So go to him, Lord. I beg thee, Lord, we beg thee together. And Lord, thou knowest too, we think of friends in mourning. Thou knowest, Lord, who has taken another dear brother beloved to thyself. And Lord, oh, we do mourn with our dear, like friend Eric's family. And Lord, do comfort them, Lord. There is a wonderful consolation in that. We believe he's gone in endless bliss to dwell. For we are left below to struggle with the powers of hell till Jesus bid us go. Oh, may the blessed comfort of thy love be with all the dear family, Lord. Do sanctify it to those that may be unconcerned or with little concern. Who knoweth those we especially think of, Lord? Who knoweth, oh Lord, we are anxious for them, and we feel at this time there may be much need for warning. Who knoweth, Lord, how we think of those of his dear family, Lord? Thou knoweth our burden for them. And Lord, we do pray thus at this time these things felt, oh, may be so to be for their sanctification. Lord, thou knoweth we at such times as these we think of our own godly mother, whom it was thy will to begin in when she was in her teenage, at the time of the funeral service of her dear grandfather, my great-grandfather, which of course, Lord, thou knowest I didn't know. But Lord, thou knowest how it was in her case, thy time and purpose to begin thy work in her. Oh, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment. Lord, oh, may there be such warning, and so in thy will and purpose thou mindest work. Hear us, Lord, in these things, and, oh, Lord, hear us in all our trials and tribulations, our conflicts, Lord, as all what we need is known to thee. How we are harassed by Satan. Oh, that unequal war seems so fierce against some. Lord, how we feel, how we prove it. We're insufficient, Lord. Oh, do gird us with strength unto the battle, Lord. Oh, do give us that grace we need. Lord, grant grace. Lord, thy word is blessed in promise. He will give grace and glory. Oh, may we be seeking it. May we be proving it. Lord, we beg. And Lord, as thy people, especially us in old age, we are very much in solemn concern, thinking of the time which will come when we must give adieu to time and enter eternity. Oh, Lord, death must come. The swellings of Jordan before us. Oh, do prepare us, Lord, to stand before thy face, for after death the judgment. Lord, do prepare us, and we pray, Lord, for each of us here, we might not take things for granted, we might not just be resting on a bed too short, having a covering too narrow, we might not be just resting upon our chapel going, or our devotions as they may be felt to be, and we may be thinking and trying to console ourselves in a way of self-comfort, which will be proved to be wrong. Self-confidence shall be proved wrong. Oh, we need faith in thee, faith in the bleeding lamb. So, Lord, do grant it, we beg. Oh, give us that solemn exercise. We may be in earnest, Lord, to be assured of our part. Those words we've read, Lord, wonderful words to thy people. I have blotted out thy transgressions. Oh, Lord, is it that there are those here need this, need to know this? Oh, those of us who have had it years past, we need it renewed, Lord. We need thee to assure our conscience of our part in the Redeemer's blood. And thee, dear Holy Spirit, to bear thy witness with our heart that we are born of God. Oh, do grant this favour, Lord. May we be earnest in seeking it, giving thee no rest till thou reveal thy love with power, even again to some of us, and in that first wonderful assurance favour to those who need it, Lord. Bless the young people, Lord. Thou knowest what a solemn day we're living in. Lord, thou knowest the dangers that have been spoken of. even by the politicians now. We know our Prime Minister has made solemn acknowledgement of this dangerous time we're living in. Oh, they are terrible, perilous times. But Lord, how solemn it is, as the dear Apostle made clear in the warning in Timothy, the second epistle, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of pleasures, lovers of their own selves. Oh, here we are, Lord, here we are so in danger of it. And oh, Lord, to so be in comfortable life and situation and neglecting thy great salvation. Oh, how solemn these days are, and the influence and ways of the world, Lord, and so many ensnared by it, and now we are in danger of it. Lord, we do pray, save us, Lord, from sin and death and hell and unto heaven. We beg thee, so prepare us, Lord, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Lord, do hear our cries and have mercy on us. Help us, Lord. Oh, we do pray for our country, Lord. We pray for our Prime Minister who is presently still in that office, although there is much going on in the campaigning. Lord, he is responsible up to the day of the new government being formed, oh, for the government of our land. And oh, do help him, do be with him, Lord, help him. And Lord, be with His Majesty the King. God save the King. We pray for His Majesty the King. Oh, may he truly be made and able to witness that he is a gracious King. By thy grace, Lord, he has a soul. Everyone in authority over us has a soul. We are concerned and carry burden for souls. Burden, Lord, that thou wouldst, according to thy will, quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Let thy work appear, Lord, let it more appear here in the families of thy people here, in the congregation here. Let thy work appear, Lord. Oh, do so bring many yet to fear thee, to call upon thee in the day of trouble. Lord, thou hast said, I will deliver them. I will deliver thee. Lord, oh, how if we look back rightly, we know we were blessed when we were brought into a day of trouble. Trouble of soul trouble. But, oh, Lord, how painful it is, how hard it is, how solemn it is. But it is thy way of bringing thy people into the favours of thy blessing them and saving them. And so, Lord, we do pray in this way that we'll deal with precious souls, do thy work, begin thy work and carry on thy work and complete thy work in thy people. We pray, even in me, even in each of us, Lord. Lord, do so. Teach us by thy Spirit. Save us by thy grace, we beg. Prepare us for that vast eternity. Oh, to be spent either in hell or in heaven. Oh, we deserve hell. Oh, I look for hell. He gave me heaven. Lord, thou knowest thou hast done it. And oh, we pray we may endure to the end. We may live to thy praise. It may be light at evening time. We may glorify thee, Lord. Thou knowest the words of the apostle in Ephesians 3. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, oh, may we bow our knees here now and so seek thy honour and glory, and we may praise thee, Lord. We may bless thee in this service of worship. We may glorify thee. Give us the enabling for it, we beg. Hear us, dear Lord, now in heaven, thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, forgive we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us sing hymn number 940. 940. Compared with Christ, in all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with Thee. Hymn 940.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you or ask your attention to the second verse that we read in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. The prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Of course, it was before I knew that dear Benji had suffered the accident that these words seemed to be upon my spirit. And during Friday and yesterday, we have, and even earlier in the week before they particularly settled upon our spirit, we were thinking of our friends in affliction and in weakness that we know and are in daily exercise and contact with, who we love in the Church of God, God's people in old age and infirmity and in affliction and in weakness. They have especially been upon our spirit to remember and pray for in the days of late. And so it seemed that again, as we have a number of times over the years been led, given of the Spirit, this word to preach from. I remember, friends, it must be 30 years ago, preaching from these words in the little chapel at Rye on a Lord's Day evening. And the dear lady there, one who we knew but didn't know her case and state, but oh, how she was favoured under these words. And I expect even today would remember it and testify it. Friends, when? It's not if, it's when. And of course, in the most solemn way of what it means, death, the swellings of Jordan. Oh, when thou passest through the waters, think of it. Those waters, of course, were opened up for the children of Israel to get safely through. Oh, it was so at the Red Sea, it was so at Jordan, and Jordan it was that the ark must be placed in Jordan. Oh, commanded so to Joshua that the ark must be placed in the Jordan, and that was the means and way of safely allowing the children of Israel over into the promised land of peace. Friends, we need this one here, Holy One, who is speaking here in the Word, I will be with thee. Christ in death, friends. Christ in Jordan. Oh, he has so suffered unto death. He has made the way. He has made that safe path through the swellings of Jordan for his people. When thou passest through the waters, but it may be waters of affliction, it may be waters of tribulation, of trial, of suffering in bodily way, or even maybe in the mind, but when thou passest through the waters, God knows everything in the pathway of his people, each individual one. God knows every detail of their pathway appointed for them, the way they must go, the path they must tread. Nothing comes by chance. Afflictions do not rise from the dust, nor trouble from the ground. He causeth it to come. And oh, how God surely will give the grace to his people in that measure they need him to help them and bless them and supply their needs and heal their wounds and do all for them. Oh, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So, friends, oh, with you each and those listening in, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, how we feel it, those of us in old age, as we're coming down toward the swellings of Jordan. Oh, how such a word as this is such a wonderful word. But, oh, the very height of the favour of it is, I will be with thee. God Jehovah, the Son of God, I will be with thee. It's not any natural man or one who comforts. It's God himself. I will be with thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Friends, as we have it here, as from the beginning, as we intimated in prayer, there are the solemn words in the preceding verses of the latter part of the previous chapter, coming even to the point of where it is even said in the closing verse, therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew it not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Think of it. Oh, people can be, even God's people. Oh, God must correct them, chasten them, deal with them in mercy. And especially here, some of they mentioned and spoken of may not be God's people. But here is the word then, the wonderful, but now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, Jacob, a word really as a statement of all the people of God, all God's children, like as in, as we have it in the words of in the early chapter, I think of it in the word where it says, Jeshurun. There is none like the God of Jeshurun that rideth upon the heavens for thy help, and his excellency in on the skies. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. But there it's Jeshurun. It's the people of God, the church of God, the family of God. Oh, it's God addressing his people, speaking comfortably to his people, oh, confirming his people, promising his people his love and mercy, his grace. And so, but now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob. And you see, the people of God, it's his new creation. It's not the first creation, the creation of the world. Of course, they are. Each one of the children of God are born as according to the first work of creation. Oh, we are all generated by God in the way as God made Adam and Eve and said, be fruitful and multiply. And oh, this is how we're all born naturally. But then God's new creation that created thee, O Israel. Oh, these are the people of God, God's new creation. He's so kindly, lovingly addressing, speaking to and speaking of and speaking to them. And oh, like this first verse and following from it, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Think of the theme, it comes, I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Oh, God states many times in the Word, I will be with thee. I, the great and good and gracious God, Jehovah, I will be with thee. Oh, I, especially, friends, I feel especially, and we are not in any way, will not be in any way taking any honour from the Father. But, friends, I believe this word especially is the Son of God. He will be with his people. Oh, he who is in perfect righteous authority to say, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. Friends, are we brought to know the Son of God? Is he that one we've been brought to know and feel the one thing needful? Is he that one, as we think of it, like we concluded with 7-7-1 this morning at South Hill? I had to choose the hymns and give them out, and that thing, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. Oh, I, the Son of God, my Jesus. Friends, have you been brought in any measure to be able to say, my Jesus has done all things well? I believe there are times in God's people's experience when God does indeed bring them to such a place under his sanctifying favours, under his blessing, granting his favour, feeling sense of his favour, some blessed measure of the power of his love, shedding abroad his love in his people's hearts. He brings his people to be able to say, my Jesus has done all things well. I believe if the Spirit blessedly apply this word tonight to any soul who is in any measure of solemn fearfulness or trouble or tribulation, passing through the deep waters, I believe you will be, by God's grace, able to say and desirous to say, my Jesus has done all things well. For friends, even when you may be brought to know some terrible thing has come, to be able to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Think of Job, where he was. All the terribleness of all his afflictions, his tremendous loss. But he could give utterance to such words, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. When there passes through the waters, what a blessed promise is his, friends. These are words of promise. God speaking to his people, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, waters of affliction. I think of the waters. Oh, there's many things, ways in which the Lord uses the term waters. Oh, the waters. Psalm 29. Oh, the Lord is upon many waters. The God of glory thundereth. Oh, but then we also read, the Lord sitteth upon the flood. The Lord sitteth King forever. He is that one who is ever with his people. Oh, he in perfect knowledge, perfect understanding of their cases. Oh, he, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. This word will, if applied by the Spirit, will bring a blessed security, blessed comfort. The favour of such a word spoken by the Son of God, I believe we can rightly say, I will be with thee. God with his people, the Son of God, I will be with thee when thou walkest through the fire. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee the fire. Oh, friends, that's needed. And God knows perfectly the need, your need of it. The fiery trials. The trial of your faith. The way God tests you and tries you. He tries the graces he gives his people. He works in this way, his wondrous works and ways. The way he works in his people, for his people, for them work and in them too. Guide them right and bring them through when thou passest through the fire. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. We know that was the most wonderful example of this when those Hebrew children were cast into the fiery furnace. Oh, how they were not burned. The power of God, friends, to save. Mighty to save is Christ the Lamb. Oh, the power of God. He is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him, the Son of God. Oh, friends, safety in Christ. Safety. Oh, kept. God's people kept, God's people preserved, God's people saved, saved and preserved and blessed and made secure. I think of how God will fix his people standing more secure than it was before they fell. Friends, he works in his people, he does everything for them. He does all his work in them. I might have mentioned before, a godly deacon of the people in Oxford, one of the peoples in Oxfordshire, said to me regarding another deacon that he'd seen all the work of grace in that other deacon, meaning he saw his beginning when he was called by grace, when he was changed. And when he, friends, if I may carefully say, when he had to give up his hunting, when he had, and I had to give up things, and you young people, if God is working in you, it may be you will have to give up things. Think of it like this. If God in his great love and mercy has begun to work in you, that's because he loves you. And oh, if he loves you, he's going to save you, and he's going to have you with him forever in heaven. And whatever you may have to lose, God's fire may burn up. Whatever you may have to forsake, surely that is, so little compared to the favour that God has purposed to bring you into. You've got a soul. We've all got a soul. Eternity is before us. Either one or the other, destiny is appointed for us in the will of God. And so, friends, surely as I was speaking much love and affection to every dear young soul here and all of us, for I know too that there may be older ones who've gone a long way along in their chapel going, but do you really know God's saving grace? Is God bringing you now, perhaps in later life, into solemn concern? Oh, friends, whatever we have to give up under the influence of the work of grace in us, the Spirit's work in us, surely it is nothing really of any worth compared to our soul. Oh, soul and all is at stake with us, friends. If we are brought solemnly to know and be under God's solemn teaching, his teaching, his purpose will be to save us from sin and death and hell and have us, like we've read, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Well, if we are blessed favour to be among them. Oh, whatever we have to lose will be really nothing compared to Christ. Oh, having Christ, we have everything. Whether we are rich or poor, whether we have much or little, oh, if we have his grace, if we know his love, if God loves us and has given his dear beloved son for us, here we are so wonderfully favoured and blessed. And thus I believe this word is toward each one of those God loves. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. It will perhaps kindle upon much dross, burning up our dross. Oh, cures in the gold to shine the brighter. Gold in the furnace tried now loses aught but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross, friends. It's what God is doing to you and in you and for you. It's what God is doing in love and mercy, is in love and not in anger, to give the unexpected end. It's what God is doing, what is appointed for you, what you must pass through. But oh, it's in this way, wonderful way, in God's will, in his sovereign purpose, for your everlasting good, giving his people everlasting life. Oh, giving them to have that great favour of grace, be in and under his saving grace, that he may have, as we read in this chapter, read in this chapter, a people for his praise. And he, in doing in them, working in them, to will and to do of his good pleasure, he is preparing them. Now, friends, as we say this, we must also say and put the question, are you in any way favoured to feel you're in the favour of it, the secret of it, under God's love and mercy, according to his loving kindness? Are you one of these favoured objects of his love? Oh, am I? Am I? Are you? Friends, if it is so, the word thou does apply. When thou. And of course it is personal. And of course it is. And it comes to this, friends, in the solemn way the Spirit exercises souls, it's my case. But friends, as the couplet comes, mine had proved a hopeless case, such it had been, but for grace. And what is that, the grace of God? It's the free, unmerited favour of God. It's God's free grace, which is to every heaven-born soul. And it will be, as is put, a constant theme. Oh, God working in his people, going on to be gracious, teaching them, instructing them, keeping them, blessing them. Oh, when? And oh, friends, the wonderful fact is God loves his people, and his sovereign purpose for them must obtain. They must be brought to know and taste redeeming love. And so this one, I, it's your saviour, it's your redeemer. We have the word redeemed in the first verse. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. But yes, the very solemn concern is, and God knows it, he expresses it, he brings light, and he brings the child of God into exercise. And when thou passest through the waters, whatever is appointed in thy pathway, and especially the hour and article of death. But the wonderful words that God gives his people to have the faith of confidence to believe and receive, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. You know, the Son of God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent of what is promised. No, he is faithful to his promises, exceeding great and precious promises, as in the Word and as God speaks. Oh, he speaks, he promises, and he is sincere to his promises. And friends, oh, have you got those evidences in your experience that you can say you have the proof of his promise, that he is ever so sincere and faithful to his promise? What God has said must be fulfilled on this firm rock believers build. They build by the grant of God of the faith they need to believe and good hope through grace. They build our hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And oh, it's according to his promise. The gospel. Oh, the promises of the gospel. God's promises, exceeding great and precious. Friends, are you in the favour of them? Does the Spirit so confirm you, favour you, give you? Is it that it's hearing his voice? Has he spoken to you? Has he communicated to you? Does this word apply as to you and to me? When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Rivers, think of it. Oh, maybe many rivers. We know there was the time in Egypt when the water in the rivers was made into blood. But it was because the Lord had brought that terrible plague upon the Egyptians. But it was for the favour and salvation of God's people. The way and means that Pharaoh should be so made to let the children of Israel go, if God was with his people. Oh, he's ever with his people. Oh, then there was the Red Sea, the mountains on either side, the Egyptians pursuing them to try and catch up with them and stop them and perhaps take them back to Egypt. Yeah, they were fearful. Oh, they wondered what would happen. There was seemingly no way of escape. But the Lord wonderfully appeared and made that way through the Red Sea, performed that tremendous miracle. Only nothing but the power of Almighty God could effect it. Cause those waters to stand as a heap. Think of the power of God. Oh, God's saving power for them there. And here they were able to go through the Red Sea on dry ground. And the Egyptians are sailing too, were drowned. And they saw them dead on the seashore the next day. Oh, friends. Such is our God, and such are we, the subjects of his firm decree. Oh, when thou passest through the waters, how the Lord was with them. Think of those waters standing as an heap on either side of them. And then, of course, all those years through the wilderness. Oh, I think of it in my own case. All the many years through the wilderness since 1958, when the Lord stopped me in my wild career. And oh, here we can say, and upon the one ground alone, God's loving kindness, his mercy, his grace has kept me to this day and will not let me go. I hope that's part of my testimony. I want to blaze it abroad in preaching the gospel, that God saves, he saves from hell. We bless his name. He draws our wandering feet to heaven. Such is our God, friends. But, oh, friends, as we go on now, there may be one or another. There is something solemnly very concerning before you that God knows about it. And of course, as we think of ourselves and other aged friends, of our dear beloved friends who we love in Christ, we are all getting nearer the swellings of Jordan. That time will come. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. And oh, as we have in hymn 64, oh, that time appointed. And oh, as I think of it, my godly grandfather quoted to me, all must come, and last and end, as shall please my heavenly friend. And what a wonderful thing it is when we know that this one here who says, I will be with thee, he's our friend, our heavenly friend. We were aliens, like we read in Ephesians. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise. And there was a time when we had no hope and we were without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you sometimes were afar off and made nigh by the blood of Jesus. It's Christ's sacrifice. Oh, he says, I will be with thee, the one who has. We know this is in prophecy, but of course, as we are now in New Testament days, in the new dispensation, in gospel day, we look back to Calvary and all what is prophesied as regarding the Lord coming and his sufferings on the cross, and how there is so much in prophecy of his coming. He has come. Words in Isaiah 53 are fulfilled. He has led captivity captive. He receives gifts from men. He is now in heaven. I will be with thee, the one, the Son of God in heaven at God's right hand. I will be with thee. We be with thee in and by my Spirit, in the way of the consolations of the gospel, the favours of joy and peace in believing granted by the Spirit. All what Christ has done for his people, confirmed and communicated by the Spirit to them, as he so gives the favour, the witness experience. I am with thee. I'm with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Oh, friends, I will, a promise. And the Lord is, in that way, fulfilling this promise, in holding his holy offices in heaven, oh, in his advocacy, in his intercession, in his high priestly office. And what is it that he pleads? He pleads what he has done here on earth. He pleads his holy blood he shed. He pleads before the throne of God. He intercedes. He maintains our cause in this way. I will be with thee. I will be with thee. When thou walkest through the fires, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon me. Because of the Lord's pleadings in his holy offices in heaven, pleading what he has done, oh, his people are safe. They're safe in their Redeemer's hands, who bears their name upon his breast in that way. Oh, his sacrifice on earth, his life, his death, his glorious resurrection, his ascending up on high, his taking his offices in heaven. Everything is Jesus, Jesus in everything, his grace, his love and mercy. Oh, his continuing ever, our great high priest above. And oh, the fact too that he will come again to this earth. His second coming is appointed in the will of God. He will come. He he will come the second time without sin unto salvation for his people, to take his ransomed people home. His people shall be forever with him, the Lord. Oh, sweet theme. I may have told you before, we used to sing it together in our courting days, forever with the Lord. Amen, so let it be. Most of my courting days, we were under soul trouble. But there were those times when the Lord gave tokens. And when we had a token of his special love, we could then sing. But our earnestness in exercise was that we were seeking forgiveness and pardon. And that day did come when the Lord favoured one with forgiveness and pardon and his blessing, the blessing of the Lord. Oh, friends, you young people here, if the things that are preached here, the word, the truth preached in love and faithfulness has brought you to be in concern, that is because the Lord in his mercy has a purpose to so teach you and save you, bring you into the favours of his love. And so I would, in carefulness of way of speaking, I would say, seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way. And friends, you may think that's those people that you have to do with who have got no idea or anything of need in a way of concern for their souls, your classmates at school perhaps. They are in your thought the wicked, but I believe God will bring each one of his people to feel and know and solemnly acknowledge, I am the wicked one. I'm a sinner. It makes us know and feel our guilt, friends, you dear young friends. God's way of working, he will convince of sin, of righteousness and judgment to come. And if he's doing that in you, there is something there deep in it, which is God's love to you, his favour to teach you, to save you. This is how I learned it, friends. In my young days, my teenage days, the Lord was painfully afflicting me with guilt of sin, but he was doing it in his sovereign purpose to bring me into wonderful favour and blessing and to know and taste redeeming love. It's sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. It's not the righteous, it's sinners Jesus came to call, and he's made by the Spirit's teaching the one thing needful. I will be with thee, he says. I will be with thee. He will. He will never leave his people. He will always be with them. Those words, I think it is in the Hebrews. He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So thou mayest boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Oh, once he begins to deal with the soul, he will never leave that soul. He will work. There may be dark days, there may be long seasons of the child of God in these waters, these deep waters of affliction. Oh, the trials. But friends, trials make the promise sweet. And trials give new life to prayer. And the trial, the fiery trial that Peter speaks of. Oh, the fiery trial. Oh, he will bring his people through it, through the fire and through the sea. And as thy days, thy strength shall be. May the Lord bless his word. Oh, may he give us further meditation. May he give it to you each. Here's my heart's desire and prayer. The Lord may bless souls and favour souls, that they may glorify him. Oh, in all our devotions, all our prayers and praises, surely it should be firstly our exercise for the honour and glory of our God, not unto us, but unto God's name. Thy name give glory for his mercy and his truth's sake. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, they shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh, and because of our Lord having gone through those tremendous sufferings and doing all for us, he has secured for us all that we need in a way of salvation and redemption, paid the price for sin, redeemed us to God. So we have blessed hope, we have blessed prospect, and our heart's desire and exercise is not to just escape hell, but to escape hell, to be saved from hell, but to be saved unto heaven, to be with Christ, which is far better, is so precious. His love is so full and so free to his people. Oh, I hope I can testify like the apostle, though the apostle cures much, much more greater, and we are very small compared to the apostles. But oh, the testimony of the apostles, I hope, is my testimony. Oh, crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. May you each have such a testimony. It's my heart's desire to know your Jesus crucified. Oh, that will bring you to have a testimony. And you that do have a testimony, surely you should testify. Oh, in time while you're here in the vessel, surely you should show forth his praise, tell of his wondrous faithfulness, and sound his name abroad. Oh, those words of exhortation in hymn 14. And I think too of the blessed theme of the hymn, "Oh, that my soul could love and praise him more, his beauty's trace, his majesty adore, live near his heart, upon his bosom lean." Friends, obey his voice and all his will esteem. May the Lord follow with his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Timothy Pocock will preach tomorrow evening, and Mr. Roland Wheatley next Lord's Day, and he also will address the Sunday School. Our closing hymn is number 591. 591. How blessed is the man who in Jesus believes, and on him can cast all his cares. A righteousness full and complete he receives, that hides all his guilt, sin, and fears. Hymn 591.
Dear Lord, it's our hope. Thou dost so favour us to have that glorious repast that we sung of in living by faith upon Thee, the Son of God. And Lord, oh, that blessed prospect in view, oh, to be with Christ, which is far better when we're done with this world. So confirm and favour Thy people, Lord. We believe Thou will. Could it be there may be something in this way tomorrow evening? Thou knowest, Lord, we pray Thou wilt go on to work here and bless souls here and get to Thyself the honour and glory which is due unto Thee. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.